Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day for Republicans. I mean, just look at it. Today, there are articles in both the New York Times. Yes, that's right, the New York Times. And look, when people impute some kind of liberal bias to the New York Times, they're telling the truth. It is biased. It's to the left. But they have a piece in the New York Times not only about the growing margin by which Republicans are likely to win this election, and yes, to win control of the U.S. Senate as well, as likely as not, even with some surprises coming up. But the New York Times, speaking of surprises, has a big piece on the governor's race in New York. This no one saw coming. I mean, this is not, we're talking, not talking about Andrew Cuomo. We're talking about Governor Hochul. And she seemed to be supposedly walking into re-election as governor. She would actually be her first election. She took over because she was lieutenant governor when Cuomo had to resign. But she was heavily favored. I mean, and at one point she was ahead in the polling by 25 points. Not anymore. New polling is showing Lee Zeldin, the Republican from Long Island, shocking everybody by drawing within 4 points of Governor Hochul. And they say in the Wall Street Journal now, I want to be careful to give you the source each time, how bad is one-party progressive rule in New York? Bad enough that it's becoming conceivable that a disaffected Democratic electorate might rebel on November 8th by picking a Republican for governor. With 3 weeks to go, the GOP's Lee Zeldin trails incumbent Kathy Hochul by a mere 6.2 points in one polling average. And then they go forward to talk about other direct polls that show that it's less than 4 points. And all of the money and the energy pushing for Lee Zeldin. There's also a possibility of electing a Republican United States Senator for the first time in a generation, literally, in the state of Washington, right here. It's an amazing thing. And Tiffany Smiley is running a great campaign. I had the opportunity of meeting her last Sunday. And we've spoken on the phone many times, and she's been on this show many times. But she is a very dynamic, naturally charismatic person. She's incredibly sincere and earnest and committed. And she is running a heck of a race. How good is the race Tiffany Smiley is running against Patty Murray to win a Senate seat for the Republicans in the state of Washington? She's doing so well that it's gotten the attention of George Will. That's right. He has a column about it. Yes, Washington State is deep blue, the column says, but a Senate shocker could be brewing. Yeah, not just craft beer brewing up here, but a Senate shocker brewing up here. We'll be speaking with George Will a little bit later this hour. And then more good news for the Republican Party. Mike Pence gave an outstanding speech, actually two of them. And honestly, it lifts my spirits. It makes me feel encouraged about the country and makes me feel, honestly, for the first time, genuinely encouraged about a Mike Pence for president campaign. I'm not saying it's an endorsement. I'm not ready to endorse somebody for president for the year 2024. But I'm telling you, anybody who just discards the former vice president who played such a heroic role, and yes, I do believe he played a heroic role. He wasn't a Judas, as some Republicans have said. Mike Pence has been loyal to the Constitution he swore to uphold. And right now he's loyal to the Reagan tradition of peace through strength. He gave a devastatingly good speech to the Heritage Foundation, the one of the leading conservative think tanks. And Mike Pence was talking not just about America's strength against the rest of the world in holding up the independence of Ukraine and the crucial fight against pure evil and against Vladimir Putin. He was also talking about, well, the January 6th riot, inevitably. He spoke in two places. This is what he said in part at the Heritage Foundation. This is clip 10. Listen.
Why haven't you extended that bravery to publicly denouncing the violence of January 6th?
I'll never describe that day or the violence in any other way than the way I described it that day and the way I describe it today. It was violence. It was unacceptable. But at the end of the day, it was a triumph of freedom, thanks to people in both political parties who did their job.
Okay, which I think is exactly right. He was also asked another question when he was speaking later in the evening at Georgetown University. And he was asked that, basically, would he vote for Trump in 2024? And here's what that sounded like. Listen, that's clip 8.
Mr. Pence, if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president in 2024, will you vote for him?
Well, there might be somebody else I'd prefer more. You know, what I can tell you is I have every confidence that the Republican Party is going to sort out leadership. All my focus has been on the midterm elections, and it'll stay that way for the next 20 days. But after that, we'll be thinking about the future, ours and the nation's, and I'll keep you posted, okay?
It's a great answer, don't you think? And an encouraging answer. The AP reports former Vice President Mike Pence yesterday warned against the growing populist tide in the Republican Party as he admonished Putin apologists, you know who you are, unwilling to stand up to the Russian leader over his assault on Ukraine. Quote, our movement cannot forsake the foundational commitment that we have to security, to limited government, to liberty, and to life. But nor can we allow our movement to be led astray by the siren song of unprincipled populism that's unmoored from our oldest traditions and most cherished values. He told a think tank audience. Let me say, Mike Pence said, this movement and the party that it animates must remain the movement of a strong national defense, limited government, and traditional moral values and life. To that end, Pence criticized those in the party who have pushed a more isolationist foreign policy, particularly when it comes to Russian aggression. Earlier Wednesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin declared martial law for four illegally annexed Ukrainian regions as his forces have suffered stinging battlefield defeats and renewed attacks on Ukrainian cities and vital infrastructure. Pence said this, now I know there is a rising chorus in our party, including some new voices in our movement, who would have us disengaged with the wider world. But appeasement has never worked, ever, in history. And now, more than ever, we need a conservative movement committed to America's role as leader of the free world and as a vanguard of American values. As Russia continues its unconscionable war of aggression to Ukraine, I believe that conservatives must make it clear that Putin must stop and Putin will pay. There can be no room in the conservative movement for apologists to Putin. There is only room in this movement for champions of freedom. The British would say, hear, hear. They would also say, goodbye, Liz Truss. What happened to her? We'll be talking to a leading reporter from London about the shortest prime ministry ever. No prime minister has ever served for less than 44 days, and now she's resigning. Why? What can we learn from it? We'll get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
Michael, I disagree with you 90%, but I never miss your show.
I agree with you about 99% of the time.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Distinct privilege to introduce to you my friend,
Michael Medved.
Thank you, Vice President Pence. Appreciate it very much. Look, the question that a lot of people are thinking, they're hearing about these two great speeches, and they're both really worth listening to because they're solid. I think they're telling Republicans something that I believe that Republicans need to hear about running a party on Reaganite principles. It doesn't mean that this should be exactly like the Republican Party of the 1980s, but it means those core principles that have always identified Republicans at least for 50 years, more than that, actually. But the principle of peace through strength, the principle of standing up to a pure evil and not trying to look away, the principle that isolationism is very dangerous for this country, a principle of limited government, reductions of spending, reductions of government meddling with every aspect of life. Now, all of this is part of what it means to be a Republican. And Pence, in his speech at the Heritage Foundation, he was critical of, he said, there's only room in this movement for champions of freedom. So who is he talking about? He's talking about people like the Senate candidate in Arizona, Blake Masters, who has no experience in the Republican Party, has no experience in government or politics of any kind. He's a guy who was a corporate associate of Peter Thiel. And Blake Masters has labeled the Russia-Ukraine conflict, quote, a European problem, and is criticized federal spending on Ukraine. Pence once again stressed the importance of the oath he took when he was sworn in as vice president, adding that the American people must know that conservatives will not simply pay lip service to keeping faith with the Constitution, but that we will always keep our oath, that we will keep our oath, as the Bible says, even when it hurts, and stand for the Constitution, even when it would be politically expedient to do otherwise. He's speaking later Wednesday evening before students at Georgetown University. Pence was asked whether he would vote for Trump. We played it for you. If Trump becomes the Republican Party's nominee for president in 2024, he says, well, there might be somebody else I'd prefer more, drawing applause and laughter from the crowd. He said he's currently focused solely on the midterms, but added, I'll keep you posted. Pence's speech was briefly interrupted at one point by audience members who walked out of the auditorium in protest. I don't know whether that was protest against what Pence was saying from the right, from people who felt it wasn't supportive enough of a new candidacy by Donald Trump. And what he said was this, Mike Pence. He said, what I can tell you is I have every confidence that the Republican Party is going to sort out leadership. All my focus has been on the midterm elections, and it will stay that way for the next 20 days, he reportedly added. Now, there are a bunch of candidates who have had Mike Pence come out and speak for them, and they've had Donald Trump come out and speak for them. I mean, the Republicans really are concentrating very hard right now on trying to make sure that they actually win control of the Senate. And that just takes defending a couple of endangered Republican seats and winning a couple, or even just one, if they defend all the Republican seats like Wisconsin, which is under threat, Pennsylvania, which is under threat. I do think Dr. Oz is going to win last night. I heard Dr. Oz doing a panel on Fox News, and he was very good. He's gotten much better, and he should be able to win that race. And this back in October, well, it's yesterday, Pence was asked about his own political future amid widespread speculation that he will run. Pence said he and his wife Karen will reflect at the right time, maybe in the months ahead, to determine what our calling is and to follow that calling come what may. He also, of course, has a book coming out which people are very much looking to the success of that book. Now, with all of this going on, there's also this piece in the Wall Street Journal about Lee Zeldin, who is a mainstream Republican and a very strong member of Congress of the United States, who has a voting record of voting with the Republican leadership in the House very consistently. He's gotten the strong support of Kevin McCarthy and other Steve Scalise, who has come out not to help him because he wouldn't help, particularly in New York State, because New York State's awfully different from Louisiana. But they point out in the Wall Street Journal that New York is among the nation's most Democratic states. Joe Biden took 60% of the vote in 2020. The fact that Lee Zeldin appears competitive is a sign of frustration with Democratic Party excesses and their demonstrable damage to the city and the state. A Quinnipiac survey this week showed Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, up by only 4 points. The margin of error is 3. Notably, 28% of voters said crime is their top problem facing the state, and 20% said inflation. These are good issues for Lee Zeldin, who promises to repeal cashless bail, to fire rogue prosecutors, and to cut taxes statewide to rev up the economy. Liberal states like Massachusetts and Maryland sometimes elect GOP leaders as a check on one-party rule. And Oregon might do it this year. New York did it not too long ago, though it might feel like the political Stone Age. Mayor Rudy Giuliani revitalized New York City by taking on crime and reforming welfare. Mike Bloomberg built on that legacy as a Republican and then an independent. Governor George Pataki, who beat Democratic Governor Mario Cuomo in 1994, held power through 2006. He cut taxes. He passed a law authorizing charter schools. Republicans controlled the state Senate for a solid stretch until 2008. All of that possible.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID vaccines may soon be added to the childhood immunization schedule. This after a CDC panel made that recommendation Thursday for kids ages 5 to 11. The schedule isn't mandatory, but states do have the right to decide whether kids must get the jab in order to be admitted to school. The CDC vote was unanimous, 15-0. President Biden is in Pennsylvania campaigning for the 2022 midterm elections. Prior to leaving for Pennsylvania, the president pushes back at a reporter's question, claiming he's only campaigned for a few candidates.
So there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you.
That's not true. There have been 15. Count. Kids count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
The president also spending some time in Pennsylvania touting his new infrastructure law. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, we've been covering how many, many voices in media, including generally traditionally liberal voices, have been predicting that this is going to be a very good election day for Republicans. But there are not many people on the national level who have echoed something we've told you on this show for months now, which is the fact that there could be some real surprises in the Senate when it comes to running for the Senate and taking Republican advancements in the Senate, particularly right here in the state of Washington. George Will saw that. And he saw that all across the country, talking about, yes, Washington State is deep blue. Biden carried the state by more than 20 points. I mean, it was really very, very Democratic. But right now, there is a 5-term Democratic incumbent who is in deep trouble. George, you've written about this. Why do you think it is that Tiffany Smiley is giving such a vigorous and credible challenge to Patty Murray?
Well, look around. Go shopping. Look at the world outside our borders. Republicans have a very easy closing argument to make to the country, which is, look, if you like the trajectory of the country, if you like the fact that the value of your currency is withering, if you like the fact that crime is surging, vote for the other guys who brought all this to us. If you're not happy, vote for us. And people are more apt to be motivated when they vote by animosity and unhappiness than they are by gratitude. On the other hand, Patty Murray, the Democratic incumbent senator, has the advantage that in Washington State, you people vote by mail, which means that low propensity voters who are hard to get to the polls don't have to get to the polls. It's a way of guaranteeing the turnout of low propensity voters, more of whom are Democrats than Republicans.
So you're not giving an iron prediction that you think Tiffany Smiley is going to win. What you're saying is what I think a lot of the experts are saying, and people right here in the state of Washington. She has a good chance.
Yes, and as a general approach to the cycles of our politics, it's surprising if we're never surprised. It's just there are so many races out there, and a large number of them get neglected, and a large number of them get reported from afar, so people don't come in and get any sense of the granular nature of things. So we're bound to have in 30-some Senate races some surprises. I think Smiley has a chance to be one. I think O'Day, the Republican nominee in Colorado, has a chance. Now, Colorado is a purple state. Washington's an indigo blue state. So Smiley has a larger challenge, but challenges get met.
Okay, we're speaking to George Will, America's for many years leading and most credible columnist voice for the conservative movement. He's also the author of the recent bestseller, just came out in paperback, just did. It's called American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, 2008-2020. And it's a collection of some of his most astute and important columns. George, Mike Pence gave a couple of speeches which I listened to that sounded pretty terrific yesterday. He was speaking at Georgetown University, and he was also speaking at the Heritage Foundation. Do you think that he will be a credible candidate for president?
Yes. A former vice president is apt to be a credible candidate. The current vice president, when she is a former vice president, won't be. But generally, a former vice president is. He's a former governor. He's had a distinguished record in the House of Representatives. He voted against No Child Left Behind, for which I salute him. He showed a certain amount of courage. I think he voted against Medicare Part D because it was an unfunded entitlement. So he's experienced and has shown a backbone when it was required. He tiptoed away from Mr. Trump again yesterday, saying he'd there might be other. When asked if he'd support it, said, "Well, there might be others we want to look at." Now that's a kind of gross heresy in certain precincts of the Republican Party, and therefore he takes a certain kidney to say it.
Well, wouldn't it be, if Ron DeSantis wins in a landslide, and I think there's every expectation that he will, he's on the ballot for governor of Florida, and Ron DeSantis decides he's going to run this time, and President Trump runs again, appealing to almost exactly the same chunk of the electorate as Governor DeSantis, wouldn't there be room for a third candidate in that kind of duel, like a Mike Pence, to appeal to people who you could say are traditional Republicans, old-style Reagan Republicans?
There might be, in the sense that the more Trump and Trump wannabes divide the Trump-ish portion of the Republican Party, the better chance there is for someone to sneak through. And what I'm looking for, Michael, is a deep breath candidate. That is someone who turns to the country and says, "Deep breath, everybody. We know you're not angry, you're exhausted, and you're slightly embarrassed by our politics. So everybody calm down." Now, I think a candidate who approached the American people like that would find an enormous welcoming constituency.
There's talk now, and talk in the New York Times of all places, that Lee Zeldin has a real shot of pulling the upset of the decade and winning as governor of New York. Do you think that would have a big impact on our party politics?
Well, it would be a seismic event. And it would be seismic because I think we would know what it's explained by. It's the issue of crime. When government cannot do the first thing that governments are instituted to do, which is to keep the peace, keep us from one another's throats, keep streets safe and meetings calm. When the government can't do that, people will change the government. And in New York, with the vast silly criminal justice experiments of cutting back in policing and no cash bail particularly. People are connecting the dots between certain policies and certain social outcomes. So if, and we're still a ways off from this happening in New York, but if that happens, and even if Zeldin comes close, it will be because of the issue of crime.
Wow. And it would be something that would be quite remarkable. If from where you're sitting right now and just the brief moment we have left to us, most people assume there will be a Republican House starting in January. What about the Senate? Does it look like a tilt to the blue side or the red side?
It looks as though there will be the usual pattern, which is when you have 4, 5, 6, half a dozen close races, most of them fall in the same direction. And if I had to bet, I'd be nervous making this bet, but if I had to bet my net worth, I would bet that Mitch McConnell is majority leader in January.
And that wouldn't please Mr. Trump necessarily, but it certainly would please, I think, most Republicans heartily. George Will, always a precious, much-needed voice, asking for a deep breath candidate, and I love that construction for 2024. His book, it's available on paperback. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's called American Happiness and Its Discontents, The Unruly Torrent. George, Godspeed to you, and let's have plenty that we hope we can celebrate together on election night. And what else could that be? It could be addressing what Daniel Henninger calls the biggest midterm issue. What is it? Chaos. Coming up.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are MedHead members, and we've listened to you for years.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And I'm quoting here, insane, catastrophic, chaos.
The Michael Medved Show.
These are some of the more polite words.
And there are plenty of polite words and plenty of insightful words also from Daniel Henninger at the Wall Street Journal, who asks a question. What's happening to the stock market? Well, it was up earlier today, and then it went down. I don't know where it is right now. But the point is, generally, you know, stock market for this year has been pretty rugged. Not so great. The Dow is down 78 points at the moment. And, okay, will Vladimir Putin go nuclear? He asks. This is Daniel Henninger in the Journal. What personal pronoun am I? Mystification, he writes, has become a permanent state of life, and for the next 3 weeks, the big mystery is who's going to win the midterm elections. Answer, the Republicans. It's going to be a red wave, he suggests. If this prediction proves wrong, I'll join the crow-eating fest the morning after. An October surprise could change everything, but how bad could any surprise get? After President Biden himself already prophesied the possibility of Armageddon. No event is likely to move the needle decisively for Democratic Senate candidates in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, or Nevada. What exactly are these midterm elections all about? He says the 500-pound bear in the room is inflation. Still, I don't recall another recent midterm when so many discrete issues were filtering through voters' minds. Crime and abortion, recession, energy prices, the border, schools, Ukraine, and not least Joe Biden himself. And what he points out is, I keep wondering what voters make today of the 2020 presidential election, not the contested result. Mr. Biden won, but one reason Mr. Biden narrowly won is that he pulled over independents and disaffected Republicans by running as a moderate alternative to his party's progressives, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Mr. Biden's moderate normal presidency didn't last past Inauguration Day. His switcheroo to progressive standard bearer for the Sanders-Warren-Pelosi policy goals was startling. A lot of voters who decide close elections have to be wondering about the difference between what they wanted and what they got. And I do think that, as much as anything, happens to explain the extraordinarily low and consistently low approval ratings of the Biden presidency, given the fact that his entire presidency has been a broken promise. That is a real problem. And the problem here is chaos in the country, not having a direction. As Henninger points out, we live in chaotic times. The Real Clear Politics polling average has the country's right direction number bouncing along the bottom at 26.7%. That means that three-quarters of Americans think we're going the wrong way. And how does the President of the United States address that? Well, Jake Tapper had a good insight into what is going on and what is not going on. This is clip 11.
And as much as we might all want to wish it away, it's clear with less than 3 weeks until the midterm elections, the forecast is doom and gloom. And maybe that's why President Biden today gave not one but two speeches on the economy. One word you did not hear from President Biden today, the word recession. But he did admit a recession was a possibility during our interview last week.
I don't think there will be a recession. If it is, it'll be a very slight recession. That is, we'll move down slightly. Look, it's possible. I don't anticipate it.
But now some of the world's leading economists are shouting the word recession from the rooftops. Credit ratings firm Fitch warned just yesterday that the U.S. economy will sink into a recession next spring. Bloomberg economists now put the odds of a recession at 100%.
Okay, 100%? And that impacts every single one of us. And again, what is supposed to go on for the next 2 years where there is a very different vision of what the country needs, what our economy requires, between the Republicans who are going to be taking over the House and probably taking over the Senate, and what you get from President Biden. And what you get from President Biden, he was asked this, and this is today, before running to his helicopter on the White House lawn to go campaign for John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, who I hope and trust and pray is going to lose to Dr. Oz, soon to be Senator Oz. Biden took a few questions from reporters. One question was, okay, why is the only guy who seems to want to campaign with you the guy with the stroke and the tattoos blurted out all over his forearms, including one that has been crossed out that used to say, yes, he was wearing a tattoo that said, I'm going to hurt you. Okay, really? So why aren't more candidates campaigning with Biden? Here's what Biden said about that. Listen, this is clip 5.
John Fetterman's going to appear with you today in Pennsylvania, but there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you. Why are
That's
more?
That's not true. There's been 15. Count, kid, count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
There have been 15, even more. And then he was asked another quick question about restrictions on abortion. Here's the president, clip 6.
Any restrictions on abortion at all? Any restrictions on abortion at all?
Yes, there should be.
What should it be?
And Roe v. Wade. Read it, man. You'll get educated.
No, I'm going to ask you.
Okay. Roe v. Wade doesn't talk about restrictions on abortion. Roe v. Wade talks about restrictions on abortion regulation. What it says is you can't have regulation of abortion except after the period of viability. An email came in, and this says very directly, help me, I live in Arizona. I don't like Blake Masters and did not vote for him in the primary. But what's more important, keeping the Senate, it's actually winning the Senate, the Democrats control it now, or being forced to vote for a less than perfect candidate. I await your help. That would be a tough call for me, that race, as it is for you. It's from Roberta in Tucson, Arizona. Thank you for listening. But I would go ahead, and particularly since he has so consistently moderated some of the more extreme things that he has said, Blake Masters, I would go ahead and vote for him over Senator Kelly. And that's, again, it's a tough one. But when you are electing a senator, when you're electing a member of the House, you're electing someone who is going to help choose the committee chairs for every committee, Foreign Relations Committee, the Finance Committee, the Armed Forces Services Committee. And if you look at the change in personnel that is going to happen, and it may be that one race in Arizona, which is very close and has gotten very close. Kelly was running well ahead. But now I do think that Blake Masters will probably bring it off and maybe surprise people by being a mainstream, constructive Republican, certainly on economic issues, where I believe that Masters runs a little bit more libertarian and certainly in favor of a smaller government and less federal expansion of federal power. That is something to be said. I appreciate the inquiry. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to a Washington Post reporter who has had one of the most bizarre stories in the world to cover. The story is the exciting young female Prime Minister of Britain. She was going to be the next Maggie Thatcher. She's out of there. Resigned. What is happening in Great Britain? The Labour Party, which used to be so extreme with Jeremy Corbyn, now with Starmer, the new Labour leader, they appear to be running 30 points ahead. When are they going to have a new election? They are going to have to pick a new Prime Minister because she is gone, resigned today. What is that about? We will find out direct from London. And much more, talking about the collapse of manhood in America. What is happening to our males? That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.